Base Tammuz, Monday the 4th of July, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. What's cooking? Bishul on Shabbos.
My Rabbi, good morning. What I'd like to do today is, I'd like to speak with the Olam, to speak about a few points of why it is highly advantageous to have your food fully cooked before Shabbos. The aim of today's share is to show you and to share with you how seemingly insignificant actions can have tremendous consequences. That means an action which we'd attribute not very much importance to, nevertheless a small action can transgress with ease the melacha of Bishul on Shabbos. And therefore, this is why a rabbi will often advise, it's not an absolute requirement, but will often advise that the best and safest thing is that food should be fully cooked before Shabbos. Once food is fully cooked before Shabbos, no matter whether you've got a blech or not, you're always much, much safer on every front. And let me explain myself. It is possible to have food on the fire, even if I put the pot a quarter of an hour, a few minutes before Shabbos. Right? I'm allowed to put a pot onto the fire that to start its cooking process on Erev Shabbos, and it continues being Nisbashel on Shabbos. However, I need a condition, and that condition is what, Rabbi Isai? Grufa b'ktuma. Grufa, in the days of Chazal, they had ovens with coals. You need to either stoke out the coals, remove them from the tanur, or ktima means to reduce the heat of the coals with sand. Today's equivalent, Rabbi Isai, is the blech, right? So, technically speaking, mitzad halacha, you can have even a pot which is not even kemacha ben drusoi. Macha ben drusoi is the amount of cooking which the ben drusoi, who was a thief, who was a gunner, he excelled in the perek of zrizus, and therefore, and he was mistapik b'mu'at as well, in the literal sense. And therefore he was too busy to fully cook his food, and he had it kemacha ben drusoi. Even if a pot is not kemacha ben drusoi, nevertheless, if a person has a blech, and he places the pot on top of the blech, since he has made a recognition, he has made a reduction of the heat of the cooking device, he is now no longer subject to this halacha of shema yechata, he might come to stove, because he has put the blech on. However, as I've mentioned, that's mitzad, the strict halacha. However, it is generally very advisable that your food should be fully cooked before Shabbos. And I would like to endeavor to explain why that is a piece of advice well worth adhering to. And that is the following. Let's start from the basics. If a person is mevashel from zero, that means it's an uncooked item, and how much does he need to cook an item in order to transgress the Isur Min HaTorah? How much do you have to cook a food in order to transgress, in order to be chayav for the melacha? Kemacha ben drusoi. Once a person has cooked it, Kemacha ben drusoi, which is a machlokes Rambam and Rashi, Rashi holds it's a third cooked, Rambam holds it's half cooked. Before you may prompt me by asking, how do you determine whether something is half cooked or third cooked? So the Chazon Ish says the following. You estimate how long does it take for this food item to be cooked. That means from when the water has reached a heat which it starts cooking the potato. So let's say you've got five potatoes. How long would it take till those potatoes are fully cooked? Half that time, right, is half bishul. A third of that time is a third bishul. Once a person has been mevashel something to macha ben drusoi, he is chayev min hatorah. Rabbi Isai, what about if he's got an item which is macha ben drusoi, and he cooks it further? That means he's already, it's a food item which he will have already been chayav for. It's called cooked, technically. What about if he now takes this item and again puts it back on the fire? Is that bishul min ha-Torah or not? So the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, like everything, it's machlekes. Yeah, many Rishonim hold that there's no bishul. The concept of ein bishul acha bishul. You're right, it's not fully cooked, but since it's technically called mevushal, it's called cooked, the raya is, you're already chayav for that stage, even though it's only a third cook. Therefore, you are no longer chayav for bishul in enhancing its bishul to becoming mevushal called tzokar. That is what some Rishonim hold. However, we do not hold like that. We hold, like the Rambam and the Torah, that as long as an item is not fully cooked, one is subject to the Issur min ha-Torah of Bishul. Right? This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches, Seif Dalet. Tavshil shenizbashel kol tzorkoi, yesh bo bishul min nitzanim. Okay, that mechaber is talking about a liquid. That's another thing. A liquid, even is being fully cooked, but if it's cooled down completely, that is subject to the malacha of bishul, even though it's been cooked already. However, this is the point which I want. V'im loy nisbashul kol tzorkoi. If it's not fully cooked, you've got a hot potato. It's been sitting in hot water, but it's not nisbashul kol tzorkoi. V'afilu nisbashul kamacham ben drusoi shayach by bishul afilu be'oidei yoseach. Not only to put a cold potato, which is half cooked, back onto the fire is a melacha of bishul, but even if the potato is already hot, you've taken it off the fire, it's still in boiling, the water is still bubbling away. If you put that pot back onto the fire, says the mechaber, you have transgressed the issur of bishul, despite the fact that it is being cooked already kamacha ben drusoi. Sorry?
Solid, right.
We'll get to liquids in Mitzvah Hashem. So, Rabbi Yisai, if your food is not fully cooked, right, but we are used to the idea of doing chazar on Shabbos. You take off a pot, yeah, and you're allowed to put it back on, right? As long as you've got your blech, as long as you, lechatchila, you should have in mind to put it back. Oidenu biyodoi, if you can, still holding it, if that's a possibility. But tnai number one, most important, Rabbi Yisai, is what?
Fully cooked.
The reason why I say that is tonight, number one, more important than any other tonight, because this tonight is to eliminate the issur min ha-Torah of bishul, right? Because as long as an item is not fully cooked, one is subject to the issur min ha-Torah of bishul. So that's condition number one. So, Rabbi Yisai, somebody takes his cholent, he was running late, we had a very, very busy Friday, and he managed to put everything onto the blech just before Shabbos, and he wants to now check it out. So he moves the pot off the fire. What must he dare not? We're now going through the stages. What he must not do, because that is bishul. So what's the first obvious thing that he's not allowed to do? Sorry? Put it down where? Put it down?
On
well, once it's taken off, you can put it down on the floor, but you mustn't put it back. Thank you. You mustn't put it back onto the fire. No, not if it's not fully cooked. We're talking about something which is not fully cooked. So the first thing that he certainly must not do is, that's it. You've taken your pot off the fire. We can't help you.
And if you leave it there,
Yeah. You can eat it as it is. Yeah,
it's edible. It
might be 3/4 cooked, but he dare not put that back into the fire. Okay, that's scenario number one. What about scenario number two? Scenario number two is he wants to check his chulent. He wants to check how cooked is it. So he takes his lid off. He leaves it on the fire and he takes the lid off and he realizes that it's not fully cooked. What didn't he do now? Put the lid back on. What's wrong with putting the lid back on? What? But it's going to cook anyway. It's going to cook anyway. David. Thank you. Memar bishuloi. If you memar the bishul on Shabbos, that means even though something is going to be cooked anyway, and it's going to be cooked on Shabbos, This thing, all it needed was another quarter of an hour on the flame, and it would be fully cooked. If I put the lid back on, I have done an act of speeding its bishul, I sped up its cooking process, right? And but that is the equivalent, that is a melacha min ha-tzayar, of bishul as well. That means, we don't say it's anyway going to happen, all I'm doing is I'm bringing it earlier, I'm making it happen quicker. No, that is also bishul. So he may not put the lid back on to this pot, right? Moving to the side. Moving to the side. Sorry?
Just a small opening.
If you list a little bit. He dare not cover that amount which he has uncovered. Because again, the same reason, you'll be speeding up the mission. What about.
I hate that you introduce science. By putting the lid back on, will not speed it up.
It can't be hotter than bubbling.
It can't be hotter than bubbling, but perhaps with a lid. Your point is valid when it's bubbling already, right? If it's not bubbling, then you agree that a lid will bring it to the boil. But perhaps even when it's already at the boiling point, perhaps when you put a lid on, it enables the steam, that which would naturally evaporate and would not have the power or the ability of cooking it, you now can use that steam as well, will condense back onto the pot and aid in the process of cooking. Yeah, we're talking about which is not fully cooked, right? That's why, that's the idea here. I'm trying to show you the different problems that we can have when a pot is not fully cooked. Now, what about if I move it from one part of the blech to another part of the blech? That means I move it from, it's on a fire already, but I move it to a hotter part. Is that okay?
No.
About this pot, it's not fully cooked.
Also,
exactly the same thing. Exactly the same reason. You are now, it's now heating quicker. Since the flame is bigger, now you could suggest, that it, again, with your reasoning, if the water's already boiling and bubbling away, and I would say it's covering, the whole food is submerged in the water, perhaps it doesn't make a difference. Right, the bigger flame, right, the bigger intensity of the flame, because water cannot be more than 100 degrees. So I don't know, I'm in doubt about that, but I do hear that point. If it's already literally bubbling, then it's not going to make, you can't make water more than 100 degrees. But generally speaking, if a person moves, not only if he puts back, so we've given three examples, right, we've spoken about a person who puts back the pot onto the fire. We've spoken about putting a lid back onto the fire, back onto the pot when it's on the fire, and we've spoken moving from one part of the blech to a warmer part of the blech, right? Or he wants to check out his children, so he moves it to a cooler part of the blech, checks it out, and then he puts it back to its place. That's also, he is subject to the melacha of bishul. Can we just come to liquid? Well, I've just come to liquid. If I just manage to get through the next couple of points, and I'll come to liquid. Now, Rabbi Isai, there's another way of transgressing bishul. Sorry? Stirring it, right? We're stirring it, but just before we come on to stirring, we'll just speak about one other point, which really leads up to stirring, and that is taking food out of a pot. Why is that bishul? Without coming on to stirring, why is that bishul? To take some food out of the pot when the pot is not fully cooked, right? Then that is bishul.
What's left?
Thank you. Right? What's left? The larger the quantity, the more time you need for it to cook. By reducing the quantity, one is enabled the pot to cook for shorter, right? One needs a shorter length of time in order to reach full bishul. That's taking out an item of food when it's on the fire. Rabbi Isai, does the same reason Can you use the same reasoning when it's off the fire? Introduction number one is that a kli rishon, even shalala ish, a kli rishon being the kli which was on the fire, even when it's not ala ish, it still is being mevashel. It's still cooking, right? That's why you dare not put any spices or water which has not been cooked, because a kli rishon even shalala ish is mevashel. So, can I take out an item of food from the pot, yeah, when the pot is off the fire? Can you say the same reasoning as we've said when it's on the fire?
Not fully cooked.
The whole time, unless otherwise specified, I am speaking about a pot which is not fully cooked, right?
Once it's off the fire.
Once it's off the fire.
How else can you get the food out?
But that's not. If it's also, then I can't permit you. What do you have the same reason that you're making it heat? Right. So here's the interesting point. And that is, when it's on the fire and it's constantly has a source of heat to heat it up, then reducing the amount speeds up the bishul. However, Rabbi Yisrael, when it's off the fire, what am I doing by taking out an item from the pot? I'm speeding up what? What takes long? I'm speeding up the cooling process, right? Here it works, ironically, it works the other way around. Once something's off the fire and it's on its way down, from now on it's not getting hotter. If anything, it's remaining statutory in its present. Sorry?
Static,
thank you. In its present matzav and then going down. Then I am speeding the cooling process. I am because the larger the amount of food, the longer a food will take to cool down. So here I am having the opposite effect. Nevertheless, because as you have mentioned, because there is an issue of hagosa, which is stirring, it is still prohibited to take out a food from this pot, which is not fully cooked, even when it's off the fire. And I'll explain myself. There is an issue of Hagosa. The Shulchan Aruch says, is in Shin Yud Ches, Seif Yud Ches. And I shall read it to you. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. Shin Yud Ches, Seif Yud Ches. Ha'il pas v'agdeira she'eviran u'utokim agabe ha'orim. A person removed the pot from the fire on Shabbos. Im lo'im izbashel kol tzorkoi, if it's not fully cooked, ein mo'itzin ve'kaf mehen. You're not allowed to remove some of the food with a spoon or a ladle. Shenitza megis. Because that is the equivalent of hagosa. V'ika mishum mevashel. And one will be subject to the issur mevashel. V'imisvashel kol tzorkai. However, if the food is fully cooked, then no problem. Yeah, mutar. Then you're allowed to take out, you're allowed to place a spoon into the cholent, that's what we do every time to serve our food, then there's no problem. Now, strictly speaking, once it's fully cooked, you are, according to Ikar Adin, you're allowed to take out even when it's on the fire. Because, in Bishul Acha Bishul, once something is fully cooked, then Hagosa as well doesn't apply. The act of stirring is an act of Bishul. Once something is Mabushul, it's not subject to Bishul again. However, as you know, the Olam may be aware that we are Machmir, we try to be yet to the day that holds that stirring is such an important act that when it's done directly on the fire, then it can have, it can be also because of Bishul, despite the fact that the food is fully cooked. So therefore, when you want to take something out from a pot, then it is preferable to remove the pot from the fire slightly, from the intensity of the fire, then take out, and then you can put the pot back to where it came from. But I wanted to show you one point, that the Shulchan Aruch says that to take out with a spoon from a pot which is not fully cooked is the equivalent of hagosa. Hagosa is an act of stirring. Hagosa enables the fire to be shoylet, to have control over the whole part of the contents of the pot. It aids in the process of bishul. there isn't. Chazal extended that isur, and they said even if you're not doing a direct act of stirring, but what you're doing is just removing something from the pot, that is also usur because of agasa. So therefore, let's go back to our scenario. Rabbi Yisai, he takes off his pot and it's not fully cooked. What can he do now? It's off the fire. He cannot put it back onto the fire, and he cannot. So what can he do? He can only eat it in his present status, right? He can't reheat it. So what can he do? He can't even take out, as long as it's hot, he can't even use a spoon to take it out. So now you'll ask me, so what's he going to do?
Can you pull the contents out?
On, huh? We wait till it cools down. Right, Shabbosan, that's an option if it can't reach, if it can't become hot from that Shabbosan. But what you have to do, if you must use a ladle, yeah, then I'm sorry, we can't advise you anything apart from to take it to wait until it's cooled down to less than Yatzah Leder Zvoi. Once it's less than Yatzah Leder Zvoi, which is about 45 degrees. Then you don't have to be concerned. Then it's no longer bishul can only take place during when there is heat. Once it's less than the outer letters way, there's no heat, and therefore the bishul is not continuing, and you can take out. If obviously you'd rather die with a hot cholin, then what would you do?
Pour it out.
It might sound a slightly inconvenient, but you'll have to pour out the contents of your pot onto your plate.
If you pour it into a serving bowl, then you can.
Yeah. That would be dependent on the shayla. I think one can be maker, but I haven't thought of that question. But l'chayra it would be okay. Why not? Because daba gosh. Has anybody heard of Dabar Gush? That is a Chumrah, that's something which is a solid, then a solid can retain its heat and retain its status of a Kli Rishon even when it's a Kli Sheni. Right? So, sorry? We're trying to give a more practical solution. He doesn't want to eat his Chumrah when it's cold. He wants to eat it hot. Sorry? Number four. Right. Right. I think one can be makel in your shaila, and the reason is this double gush, this chum of double gush is very controversial. Many points can disagree with that chumah. And second of all, this is a drabonon. He's not actually stirring. It's an extension of the Issur stirring. It's a rabbinical extension of the Issur stirring. So I would have thought that in you can rely on that. See, it's a suffix drabonon, so therefore in a cliche you can be making. You can always add, yeah, we don't hold like that, but you can always add them add that into account. The fact that many Rishonim hold that there's no bishul after Macha Ben Drusoy. So if it's half cooked, then it's anyway no bishul according to them. So one can be making. Rabbi Sai, I've taken a pot off the fire, it's not fully cooked. So we've said, what I can't do, put it back on. I can't put it onto a warmer place. I can't put the lid back on when it's on the fire. Rabbi Sai, what about putting the lid back on it? Yeah, I took it out a quarter of an hour before my lunch, thinking, let's say Friday night, that's more shchiyat, it's more likely. I took it out quite a while before my meal, and I realized that it's not fully cooked, but I wanted to remain warm for as long as possible. Can I put the lid back on when it's off the fire? Why not? Now, am I adding any heat?
No.
Not adding any heat. Right? You're not adding any heat when there's no heat. What am I doing? I'm maintaining the heat. Right? Is that a problem? So, at first it would seem to maintain a present situation, yeah, is there are numerous examples in Shulchan Aruch that to maintain a present situation is not an issue. For instance,
you're slowing down the cooling down process, you're not maintaining the heat.
The answer to this question is absolutely awesome. It's also to put the lid back on. Now, this is completely different to the examples we've given so far, right? So far, we've always spoken about increasing the heat, being memayer bishulay, speeding up the process with which it's going to be cooked. Here, all I'm doing is maintaining, stopping its heat from escaping. Right? Stopping its heat from escaping, and the way I'm doing that is by putting the lid on. So I'm just retaining its present heat.
Retaining it, not very much. A little bit is going to cool off.
That means, as we've explained, a clear ration, even when it's off the fire, is still being mevashel. Just like it can be mevashel other items, it can be mevashel itself. You've got five potatoes. Each potato is helping to cook the other one, and it's still continuing that process even when it's off the fire. By putting the lid back on, I extend the time that the bishul is continuing for, and that is also that's mevora from Mechaber in Reishon Zayin. Mechaber says the following. He's talking about hatzmona. Hatzmona, you know, to wrap something up. If something was wrapped before Shabbos, right, then you're allowed to take off that wrapping and put the wrapping back on. Your teapot was in a tea cozy, you can put that tea cozy back on. Or different examples, you can even exchange for a warmer blanket, and you can even add to the present hatmana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one condition. We're talking about here where it's off the fire. One condition, that as long as your pot is fully cooked, then you can exchange hatzmona, you can add something which retains the heat better. Now here we're talking about, what is he doing? He's covering it in a way that all he's doing is maintaining the heat. He's not adding any heat. Nevertheless, Mechaber tells him, the pot must be fully cooked. So here we see this fascinating idea, yeah, and it's a fascinating discussion why that is so, because there are, in other melachos, there's seemingly contradictions to this concept which we just learned. That all I'm doing is maintaining a present matter, I am subject to the melacha of bishul. Right? That's the last example. So therefore, if you've taken a pot off the fire, and you've taken the lid off, and it's not fully cooked, you can't put the lid back on, you can't put even a covering, even if you're not covering the whole thing properly. You just put one covering on the top. Sorry? No, mikadin. It's a shayla here of bishul. Right? Now, if you've done it, Rabbi Sayyid, as long as it's been kemacha b'drusoy, if it's b'di'evet being done, then you're allowed to have it on Shabbos, because you can rely on the poskim. There's no bishul after macha b'drusoy. Right? But lechatchila, it should be avoided. Now, I'll just finish off with liquids. Liquids which have not been brought to the boil, liquids which are warm but not yet hot, less than yad teledes boil, which is at least 45 degrees, definitely that is bishul to make them, to bring them to the heat of yad teledes boil. Rabbi Sai, what about if I've got hot water? It's hot already. 70 degrees is hot, you have to let it go. Right? And I bring it to the boil. Is that a process of bishul? Do we say, once hot water is hot, then there's no difference, really, technically speaking, between 70 degrees and 199 degrees? Or do we say, just like there's bishul after macha ben jusoy, that means it's deemed fit for consumption, nevertheless, the more I'm mevashalit, then I am still subject to the melacha of bishul. It's the same here. Boiling hot water is certainly more beneficial than water which is just hot. So this is a matter of debate in the Acharonim, and it's not being mukhra. That means it's not being decided. It's to be regarded as sofik d'oraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, a person has got an urn, and let's say it's only got one setting. It's got only one setting, right? It doesn't have any. There are these urns. You just add the water, and everything happens by itself. You don't need to set anything. And you did it a quarter of an hour before Shabbos, so it's come to the boil. It's become hot on Shabbos. What dare you not do? What should you not do? Take water out. You can't take water out from this urn. Why? Because although it's still hot, it hasn't come to the boiling point, and therefore you are speeding up its visual process. Yeah, you can't take this water, which is hot, and pour it into your cholent. Yeah, and it's boiling. Once it's boiling, it's fine. Yeah. Or similarly, if you use a normal urn, even with a setting, then b'shas atchak, yeah, mitzad the gzer Hashem yechatzu, which spoke about right at the beginning, is that you might come stoke. Once it's come to the, once it's hot, once it's yet to let us boil, then it's okay. Right? Then it's okay. You don't have to worry, Hashem yechatzu. But again, you dare not pour out this water until it's reached its boiling point. So what we have spoken about is ways where a person can transgress the issur of bishul with seemingly minor actions, and nevertheless, those minor actions can have severe ramifications. Thank you for listening, everyone. So have a good day.